devotion brought to you by Bible Fellowship Church. We continue today to talk about priorities. If you missed last week, the devotion part one of priorities, you may want to go back and listen to it before you continue listening today. Let's jump right into part two. For every Christian, God needs to be the first priority. We spend time with God because He greatly desires our fellowship. In John 4:23, we find that God longs to be with us, for we are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. In His presence, we grow in godliness, and the reality of our relationship with God becomes apparent to those around us. Acts 4:13 says, "When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they recognized that these men had been with Jesus." On Sunday, Pastor Todd asked us a question similar to this. I don't have my notes, so I can't say exactly, but this is close. What do people see in your life that leads them to Jesus? What do people see in your life that leads them to Jesus? We should pray regularly that God will give us wisdom in applying His Word to our lives. When we spend more time in God's Word and communicate with Him on a regular basis, we will oftentimes find ourselves in places of effective ministry. Over time, we will touch the lives of many people. Have you ever seen the triangle example? Imagine this. Imagine a triangle where God is at the top of that triangle, and you're in the bottom left corner of the triangle, and another Christian, whether it's your spouse, your child, your grandchild, a friend, or an acquaintance, is in the other angle on the bottom of the triangle. Then visualize that there are arrows from your name up to God and from the other person's name up to God, and it comes to a point where God is. This shows from the bottom that the closer the two on the bottom grow closer to God, the closer they grow to each other, because God is the focus of each one. As you pursue God, you will reap relational benefits as well as personal benefits. Continue to make God your priority. Psalm 73:28 says, "As for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign God my refuge." We want God to be our refuge. And in Psalm 145:18-19, it says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him." We all know that there are many parts of our lives that we prioritize. With God's help, we can prioritize the things that mean the most to Him. To Him, not to us. Okay, we already know that God should be our first priority. In Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." In making God our first priority, here are a few suggestions on how we can do that. We can do that through prayer, through our quiet time with Him, being obedient to Him, digging into His Word, memorizing Scripture because He tells us to hide His Word in our hearts, taking time to fellowship with Him, thank Him, praise Him, talk to Him, love Him, laugh with Him, and cry with Him. Another part of our life that's priority is our families. Ephesians 5:21-6:4 gives instruction to wives and husbands and children for priorities within our families that God desires for us. Things we should prioritize with our families: pray for them, love them, provide for them, plan for fun times with them, encourage them spiritually, affirm them. Affirmation can bond family members in a life-changing way. Make setting aside time to sit and talk a priority, not just the times you sit your child down and have a stern conversation about something they've done wrong, or not just the times that you sit down and talk to your spouse about things that are on your mind that are negative or may cause hurt feelings or whatever. Set aside time and prioritize good, fun family talks. Let your family members know how much you appreciate them. Work is another part of our lives that needs priorities. Colossians 3:23 says, "Wherever you do, or whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." Be diligent in your work. Be punctual. Develop relationships. Be open to learning. Be honest. Be responsible. Do all these things as if you're working for God, not man. Teach this to your kids and grandkids at an early age so they will spend their whole lives working for the one who is their ultimate provider. They need to know that everything that we have comes from God, not mama and daddy. We also have priorities outside of family and work. Ask God for His will for your life. Ask Him what His priorities are for you as far as discipleship, evangelism, recreation, fitness, meeting the needs of others, education, friendships, hobbies. Our lives are for sure full. They are just full to the brim. God knows that, and He is just waiting for you to ask Him in what order He wants your priorities to be. I pray that this week we will all give our priorities to God before we make our to-do list. Asking Him what's most important to Him. Asking Him to reveal those priorities to us. I also pray that we listen. Listen with an open heart. Listen with the attitude of obedience. Listen because our first priority is Him. Have a great week.